Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, I'm going to give you some movie updates, and this is for upcoming movie releases that people may have been, you know, really excited and waiting for.
Are you going to tell us something, you know, you're going to spoil stuff?
No, no, no. Oh. No spoilers. No spoilers. It's only release date updates.
Oh, okay.
Right? Right. Now, did you know they've actually done a remake of Jumanji?
The Robin Williams
film. Yes, the one with all the, you know, the game that turns into hell, but then they finish the game and everything turns back to how it was.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Well, there's a remake of that coming, which was actually meant to be released before Christmas. And in case you hadn't noticed, it wasn't.
No.
No. So it's been pushed back to the end of July.
Okay. All right.
So they obviously needed some time to fix that one.
Who's producing and who's starring in Jumanji?
Don't know.
Oh, so it's a bit of a nothing, nobody film.
Yep, haven't seen anything about it except the fact that they've remade it for some reason.
Mm.
Probably with better special effects. That'll be about it. Now, the new Spider-Man movie. That's right, another one. Another reboot.
It's not another reboot.
It's another reboot.
Aren't we up to, like, reboot number four?
Well, they keep messing it up and having to go back to the start and do it all over again.
This is DC Comics, isn't it?
No, no, no. Oh, it's one of the Marvel ones. Yeah, but Spider-Man's just one of those ones they just can't get right.
Mm.
Because I've hated them for a fair while now. But that one's coming forward.
Oh.
So instead of being released on the same day as Jumanji, on the 28th of July, it's coming back to July 7th. Ooh, get excited, people.
Right.
Didn't want to clash there.
Who's in that?
Another person, probably a different actor again, you know, as they do. But the big news, the very, very, very big news is the new Star Wars movie. As you know, the current one.
The version two of about, the new series. Yes.
The current one's made about, I don't know, 1.3, 1.4 bill.
Yeah.
Keeping on going, you know, won't give up. The next episode has been pushed back from a May 2017 release to a December 15, 2017 release to allow more time for script work. Obviously, the writer had popped into Disney and they'd looked in and went, no, you go back to the drawing board on that one.
No, we can't write it.
I'm not remaking The Empire Strikes Back. We've already remade Star Wars. We're not remaking The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, we've already borrowed every storyline and plot and twist from the original six movies, so we need something new, and we're not going to send Luke Skywalker to Weight Watchers, so...
The writer-director has been sent back to do some more work, but despite the fact that he has to rework the script, shooting actually starts this month in London.
Oh, so I guess they know some parts of the story.
Fingers crossed, anyway.
Or the key parts that have to continue into the third story, et cetera.
Some bits that are irrelevant to the actual story. Yes. They'll start filming those.
Righto. Well, that's thank you for the movie news.
I know. You're up to date and you basically can't see anything yet.
No, and what was that date again for the second Star Wars movie? What was it? Instead of May 2017?
Instead of May 2017, you'll be waiting until December 15, 2017.
So that's almost 2 years away.
Yes.
2 years from the first one's release date. That's too long.
No, it's not. That's what you've got to wait. And that's just in case they don't push it back even further with script problems.
You enjoy 94.9 CNC Drive Factory. Chris, Cam and Tristan with you. This is Ollie Mers and he's going to kiss me.
Now, Chris, in case you haven't noticed, there is a rule on boy bands.
Is there?
It goes back to the dawn of time. They must have... They're in a boy band.
Yes.
Now, you must have four or five members.
Yes.
You must have, in the end, you must have one homosexual in all boy
bands.
What
about the choreography? Matching clothes?
That all has to happen anyway. That's in the boy band rule book as well.
Right.
They'll have to have sensible hair to start with, which they can then change after they've had a successful first album.
Right.
It's like series one hair in TV.
No tats.
Until they're a bit more successful, then they can have all that kind of stuff. But they can own, it's like Highlander. With the gays. There can only be one. One.
So name us a few examples.
Well, you've got...
Backstreet Boys.
No,
did they have a gay?
No, they didn't end up with a gay.
They didn't have a gay. So they broke the rules, right?
Yeah.
Five.
Five had one.
Okay. NSYNC.
NSYNC had one.
Okay. And then, of course, there was...
Our Australia's own Human Nature.
Oh, yes. They
had one.
Toby. Yes. Yeah. Cool. And then, of course...
Union J from the UK. And one of a more recent crop.
Westlife.
Yep.
They had one.
See?
Yeah.
The rules were the rules.
Did what was the other Irish band with Ronan Keating?
Boyzone.
Boyzone. Did they have one?
Oh, I can't remember, but I think they did.
I think they did.
Pretty sure they had a gay.
Yeah. So Union J, they're a more recent crop. Yes. They came out of, like, what was it, X Factor a couple of years ago?
One of those.
Yeah.
And they continued with the, although they slightly broke the rule because they had a gay
from the start.
They were, yes.
He talked about being gay during the show.
But now,
before they were successful.
They've broken the rules.
What?
Broken them. No, they've gone crazy over their Reunion J. Not only do they now have a gay, they have a bisexual as well. Where in the rule book of boy bands is this to have two?
Well, this is very 21st century
I
of
know.
Them.
But it's not quite like that.
No.
Now, the singer George Shelley,
yes,
was on the UK version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
He's 22. He's quite a handsome lad if you look him up.
As Union J all are. And he was talking on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here,
yeah,
about how he's dated women, dated men, doesn't know what he'll date next.
Right.
But he doesn't want to be labelled.
Okay.
Right? So he left it at that.
So dated women, dated men, doesn't know what he'll date next, but doesn't want to be labelled.
Right. And that's where he left it.
That's also very 21st century.
I know. Mm. But do you think the press in the UK would allow that non-labelling to go on? Headlines the next day.
Yeah.
Bisexual Union J singer. It was instant and it was everywhere.
Look, I'm in two places over this.
So he needn't have said anything about I don't want to be labelled because instantly
you are
labelled.
He set up the definitions and they found a word that met those definitions. Look, I'm on both sides of this argument.
So is he.
I understand the idea that we should live in a world where it doesn't matter, but at the same time, if we're going to be proud of what we do and if we're going to be able to stand up and say who we are, then we need something that makes it understandable to the rest of the world. So it's a tough one.
And as you know, once you're in the public eye, there's no point saying don't label me because everybody will label me.
Yeah. And on the other side of it, if he's wondering which way he's going to go next,
give us a ring.
Hey,
we're
George.
Not that far away.
Hey, George. It's Union Jen.
Now, I did say we'll let you know when the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race is coming on, and here we go. Now, the new season, which is season 8.
God, season 8.
I know. Who would have thought when you go back and watch that cheap show it was in season 1.
I know.
Where I think the entire season would have cost $1.75. And they would have got change from that.
The whole show was based on RuPaul's personality.
Yes.
It's like he drove the whole thing.
I know. Look, great show. But the new season, which is the 8th, which is the fresh crop of drag queens.
So not the all-stars.
Not the all-stars. That's still to come. Begins in March 7 in the US. Mm. So for those of you who have access to US programming, you will be seeing that on March 7.
On with 12,
yes, 12 brand new drag queens from all across the US of A, including, as they like to say, the first Korean drag queen to appear in the seasons.
Oh, okay.
And a Britney Spears impersonator.
That's relevant.
I know. You wouldn't know the difference, really, would you? And apparently one of the contestants is a self-confessed evil bitch. Like, we haven't had that every other season.
No.
I thought that was what they all were. But anyway, we're not sure when it will be airing here in a legal format. As
in illegal format.
Well,
or
a legal format
right.
here.
Because
Lifestyle U has
the
local
rights
to play them here. And they tend to play them, I don't know, a year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years down the track.
Yes.
So for you local consumers who don't have access to grab things from the internet, be very patient. Otherwise, March 7 it is. Now, someone we don't want making any moves on us, Kanye West.
Oh, God, no.
Now, funnily enough, we've got a bit of news about Kanye, so we're going to start the ball rolling on Kanye at the moment. He's going to pop up once or twice today.
We've got a list, have we?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, a list of shame, Kanye. Shame. First up, as you know, Kanye's a fashion designer. Oh, we do make ourselves laugh, don't we? But no, really, really. He wants to be a serious fashion designer.
I want to be a movie star, too.
I want to be slim. Oh, but one of his riders, as a serious fashionista that he is.
So he's already got riders.
He's got a rider.
Before he's actually defined as a successful.
No, this is when he does anything with his music. Which I also laugh at as well.
Right.
He demands that any driver he has is always wearing 100% cotton. and they must not be wearing any man-made fibres. I'm not sure what it matters to him, what his drivers wear.
I'm thinking,
but apparently,
what the hell has it got to do with him?
He's Kanye. He thinks a paper bag is high fashion, all right?
But then as long as it's made from cotton.
Yeah. Natural fibres only. Mm. But then we move across to Lady Gaga. Now, I'm not sure she bothers with such niceties as, you know, natural fibres. She's quite happy with unnatural fibres.
Meat.
But she has the usual riders, you know, I want this colour, you know, I want the towels in that colour and I want the cushions in this colour. But her one strange thing that she has as a rider on all her tours, she needs mannequins in her dressing room. All right, that's a bit weird, but, you know, whatever.
She needs mannequins.
Mannequins.
Does she feel a bit lonely?
Maybe. Has a chit-chat with them at the back. I don't know.
Does she have to have all her outfits, you know, fitted?
No. But these mannequins have one special requirement that they must all have.
What?
All mannequins must have puffy, pink, pubic hair.
In what area?
Well, obviously, in the pubic area, Chris.
Oh.
I'm not sure that they...
So she wants them naked with puffy pink...
Puffy pink merkins.
Oh.
Maybe she pops them on the first call for later. I don't know.
We don't have any reason.
No.
We don't have an explanation.
These people don't need reasons to be a little bit kooky. It's Gaga. That's it. We just leave it at that. But puffy, pink, pubic hair.
Right. Got it.
Say that again?
Puffy, pink, pubic hair. Got it. Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
On the mannequins, not on herself.
She named herself for a reason, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. She'd be Gaga.
She'd be Gaga. Now, you got some news for us, Cam.
Let's go to Russia. Russia.
I'd love to go to Russia. Perhaps not right at the moment.
No.
Maybe in 30 years' time when things have improved.
Vladdy Putin's moved on.
When he's dead.
He'll probably live forever looking at him. Now, as you know, they have their little rules about the promotion of homosexuality.
Yes, they do.
And there is punishments and things like that.
Yes, there are.
But they have some strange times where they think things are promoting homosexuality. Oh. Now, stick with me here.
Okay. That almost sounds homosexual.
That is, but, you know, a different version. Now, in Siberia, there was a zoo.
Right.
Got it? A normal zoo.
There should be a zoo in Siberia.
Yes. Now, they have they had a tiger there.
Okay.
The tiger's name was Cupid.
Oh.
That's very cute, isn't it?
That's lovely.
Mm. It was less lovely because they were going to feed it a goat. They literally let the goat loose in the pen, and the tiger was meant to
hunt it down
and eat it.
Fantastic.
But the tiger didn't. The tiger made friends with the goat.
The tiger made friends with the goat.
Cupid, it's the
tiger
cat, and
goat
Tima,
love.
See, Tima, the goat, became friends.
Timur, the
goat.
I'm glad that the goat that was going to be sacrificed to the tiger had a name.
It had a name.
Yeah.
Maybe it got the name after it didn't get eaten. We're not sure. And so that was all very light. And this is becoming a very popular little thing over in Russia. They're all watching videos of it and all sorts of stuff. It's very, you know, it's big news over there.
Cupid and Timur.
Yes.
Aww.
But? Russian lawmaker Alexei Kolomorora claims media coverage of the unlikely friendship could turn Russian kids gay.
No.
Did you get that? It'll turn them gay.
Is it a male goat and a male tiger?
We think so. But it generates interest in non-traditional sexual relationships. Now, we will point out here...
Has anyone said that the goat and the tiger are having intimates?
No, there's no rumpy-pumpy going on there. They just sit around and look at each other.
And probably stroke each other a bit.
He added that they're non-traditional cohabitation.
Non-traditional cohabitation.
Mm-hmm. It's an intrusion into the private lives of underage citizens, and it is covert gay propaganda, as well as an active imposition of homosexuality. I don't know what the freaking hell he thinks homosexuality is, but I think he might have the wrong end of the stick.
He needs some education.
I know.
Oh, hang on.
So to speak.
Mm.
And he believes the positive coverage of this topic is nothing but an intrusion into the private lives.
Hmm. Right.
So he wants this information about non-traditional relationships may have negative impacts on children's development. It's really horrible. You know, children get so scarred by seeing tigers and goats being friendly. And not ripping each other to shreds.
It would scar me.
I know. Purely because these people are not able to understand the natural and proper sexual relations between healthy adults. Now, look.
Healthy adult tigers and goats.
Look, not yes, all right, normally...
In a zoo.
They're deadly enemies.
Bit of feeling lonely.
They're just friends, all right?
Yes.
Just friends.
Just friends.
But oh, really, they need to. He needs to relax just a fraction. But we have an update. Unfortunately,
God already.
Yeah, no, no. Timo did have to get taken out of Cupid's cage because he wasn't feeling well.
Right.
So he's gone off to have some hospital treatment.
Oh, okay.
So we're not sure if he's going back into the cage, and we're not sure if he'll get eaten if he goes back in as well.
Yes.
But it is promotion of homosexuality, so it's probably best they stay apart.
Probably best.
Oh, those Russians.
Rita Ora.
Rita Ora.
As you know, she's, well, you may not know, she was signed to Jay-Z's label.
Oh, Zed Rock.
Or Rock Nation.
Rock Nation, yes. Mm,
mm. And she's been in that with that label since, what, 2008?
Mm.
And in that time, I believe she's released an album.
Yes, a few singles. She's Kosovan born, London-based. Kosovan.
Oh,
she's from Kosovo.
There you go. Mm. Who knew? You.
Mm.
Now, she's suing Rock Nation for release from her contract. She wants out, claiming that Rock Nation has basically ignored her the whole time because they were far too preoccupied with, well, you know, Beyonce and what's the other one? Rihanna, those
and,
sort of ones.
And look how well they went with Kylie.
Yes, yes. Well, Kylie got out of her deal, didn't she?
Yes, yes.
She came, she went,
mm.
and did much better afterwards. So Rita's filed lawsuit back in December, and she wants to get out. She wants out.
Out. I want out. I want out, you jokers.
Rock Nation have filed countersuit against Rita Ora.
Oh, what are they claiming?
No, no, no. It's not our fault. It's your fault, Rita. Because you were signed to provide 5 albums, and you have currently delivered only 1.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So she has to write and produce and record
another 4 albums.
Gosh. Okay.
Now, and
we're stuck in that contract for a while.
So Rock Nation have said they'd like to get back the $2.3 million marketing budget they've spent on her second album.
So,
gee, they wasted that $2.3 million.
They marketed a album that they haven't
released
yet.
Yeah, that one.
That doesn't make sense. Anyway.
Yeah. So she said that she's actually made the second album, but they haven't released it.
Oh, so the money was spent on production.
Yeah. Although, really, $2.3 million.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to hire good producers, good songwriters.
They could have gone down to ABC Classics and got it done for $1.50, like some people's albums we know of.
We won't talk about that.
So they're all countersuing each other. But then in a special extra bit, Rita Ora's attorney has already said that Jay-Z has agreed to let Rita out of it. So the whole lawsuit thing may be just a complete waste of money and a lawyer's picnic anyway.
Oh, so it might be a matter of Jay-Z not actually knowing what the company's doing, which would be a bit of a surprise, hey?
Considering it is just him.
Yeah. Oh.
He owns the thing.
Yeah.
You know how it is. So we'll see how that all goes. You never know. Rita Ora might get released. She might release another album. She might just be nobody. Who knows? Now let us move across to the US of A, and it's time to hear from one of our favourite people, the good old pastor from the Atla World Missionary Church.
Oh no, he's back!
Oh, he's back! Now, this is the man who famously claimed that Starbucks, you know, flavours their coffees with that gorgeous sodomite semen.
Yes, yes, yes. He's got track. He's got form. This man. He's what was the last thing we spoke about with him?
Well, he's had various things along the way. He's claimed that, you know, Barack Obama's gay and all the high court justices over there are all gay and that's why things have all happened. But then he's had the little troubles with the city over there.
Which city?
Well, the city of New York.
Oh.
Now, he apparently owes $130,000 or so on the church at the moment.
He owes and he was to the church? Or?
Well, no, his church owed that money. So the church was in default. So the church was actually popped up for sale.
Oh.
Now, due to unpaid, you know, bills for him.
Receivers had moved in.
Yes, yes, to a church.
They're there to receive God.
Yes. And a New York LGBT homeless charity.
I just made myself laugh.
I know, you do that sometimes. Now, an New York LGBT homeless charity, the Allie Forney Centre, decided that they would actually quite like the building.
Oh.
So they raised $130,000 to buy it.
Oh, lovely.
Now, do you think the old Pastor James David Manning was particularly happy that it might well be he'd be getting the arse and that so to speak, he has experienced these homosexual activities while he's been in prison before, all right? But it was bad. But do you think he'd be happy that a LGBT homeless charity might be getting his church instead?
Probably not.
No. So he posted a rant onto Facebook. Now, bear with me. It gets a little bit confusing at times, but here's what he said.
Righto. I'm bearing with you.
Yep. On his YouTube channel, he started to rant about the fags trying to take over.
Goddamn fags.
Right. He said, all kind of stuff's been spread around. Mm-hmm. They're going to turn this church into a bathhouse.
A bath? Well, now, actually...
I know.
That'd be...
They're going to turn this church into a homeless building for the sodomites. The sodomites are sick as hell.
There'd be lots of sodomites that would find a home there if it was a bathhouse.
I know. But apparently this is the Lord's house. This ain't no damn bathhouse. It ain't no fag house. I'm putting on an extra voice.
I know. Here. I can tell. It's
and
excellent. Then,
and before you can ever own this property, by hook or by crook, men who are fags with testicles will be carrying babies in their testicles and giving birth to them through their anus.
Did he really say that?
It's all on YouTube if you want to check it out. So we'll have that one again. So, men who are fags with testicles, often that happens, will be carrying babies in their testicles and giving birth to them through their anus.
Oh, well, that sounds medically feasible.
That'll be a surprise, but that happens, won't it? And he added, that's how impossible it's for you to get into this house. When you start carrying a baby in your bags and birthing that baby through your ass, then you can own this house.
This guy is actually just a comedian, isn't he?
He does do good stand-up. And then he added on, finally, you know, but until I see you pull that baby out your ass, you ain't going to get this church from underneath us. Of course you are, because they're buying it. And he finished off with, boom shakalaka goes right there. And you fags can all go to hell.
Yes.
Well, there we go.
Oh, look, you know, for that, well done.
It was an epic rant. Epic.
Well summarised by you Cameron.
I just don't know. I have never heard that particular theory before of the gay agenda that, you know, that apparently we've all got testicles.
Apparently, God. Apparently so.
And we're carrying babies in the testicles and we're giving birth through our bums.
Stop it. That's enough now.
Check him out on YouTube, people.
What was his name?
That would be the Reverend Pastor James David Manning from the Atla Missionary Church, soon to be an LGBT homeless shelter.
Or bathhouse.
Well, whichever one. Yeah. You know, whatever happens.
But we've got a little bit more news for you.
Yes. Now, as you know, James Packer has decided it's time to get married again. I know. He's one of those, you know, perpetual marrier type persons, because once he starts going out with a chick, he puts a ring on it. Now, he's just gotten engaged to Mariah. Now, Mariah... Turn the alarm off! No, sorry, ring the alarm.
Yeah.
Mariah hasn't told the kids yet. Her kids. Because she's not sure how to tell them. I'm going to break your arm in a minute, Chris. Now,
just call me Murray Chikoni, all right?
Now, but the magazines have gone through now and worked out a sliding scale of engagement ring price tags that James Packer has given all of the previous women.
Can I say, I want to work for the magazines and be able to do the research where we measure the weight and value of successive James Packer fiancé engagement
rings.
Well,
the thing is, he tells everybody what they're worth, or at least the women do.
Right.
So everybody knows, but they just had to put them in order. So he's given out 3 engagement rings over time.
3?
Yes.
Okay.
This will be his 4th marriage.
So one was to Jody.
Yeah, so he gave one to Kate Fisher back in the day.
I remember.
Remember her
yep.
when she was somebody?
Mm-hmm.
$250K for that wedding ring.
I know.
Yep. Erica Packer, who spat out a child or two,
yep.
$250K.
Oh, same value.
Both at the bottom of the pile.
All right.
Then there was Jody Mears.
Yes.
That went well. Who,
it did, but I bet she got more.
$300,000. She only just went up a little bit. Yeah. She was just the next rack up.
Come on. So Mariah, who is independently wealthy,
yes.
He would have only got to give her a couple of grand.
But as we know, Mariah's a little bit higher up in the diva stakes, over the top of those other, let's be honest, who are they now? Mariah's ring, $7.5 million. There's been a slight jump in the in the price tags, hasn't there? So his next wife...
$7.5 million for a ring.
And she's complaining it's too heavy for her hand.
She didn't.
She did.
Out loud.
Out loud said, it's very heavy. I have trouble holding it up.
Oh, my.
Poor Mariah.
God.
But the next wife, she is going to make out like a bandit.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.